The eGwen dancers of North Carolina A&T State University are ready to transport you to a different time and place with their upcoming production, Digging Our Roots, from South Africa to South America. The exciting dance company is made up of incredibly skilled young performers who dance with authority and strength, enriching audiences as they entertain. Their movements will be driven by African drums like the djembe, with vibrant costumes and song in a variety of different languages and dialects. Digging Our Roots is Saturday night, April 6th at 7:30 in Harrison Auditorium on the A&T campus. Professor of Dance and Department of Visual and Performing Arts Chair Dr. Eleanor Gwynn and her dancers recently visited Studio A to share the sounds and movements in the upcoming performance. Eleanor was joined by Adjunct Professor and Director of Marketing and Publicity Donna Baldwin-Bradby, student dancers Janae Cherry, DeRamus Harris, Kiera Edie, Raisha Vinson, and percussionist Barry Campbell. What are we going to hear next?
The next song is the boot dance. It's where stepping in America is originated from.
And now stepping's going on right now.
Yeah, like stepping, like in fraternities and sororities. This is where it started from. It started in coal mines of South Africa.
That's right. And get me up to speed on the tradition as it's going on in sororities and fraternities today. How stepping. Oh, Janae knows.
Well, with fraternities and sororities, it started out with basic stepping. Now it's kind of translating into more of dance moves instead of stepping. So with what you will see in boots is the foundation of how everything was started. And now they're just adding in more modern things that are dance moves.
It goes back to the beginning of the mines in Johannesburg when they brought men from all over the southern part of Africa, Malawi, Zimbabwe, to come together. And because they didn't have a common language, they used dance and the language that they were singing to say, we don't like what you're doing to us, white man, and we're going to get you. And that's what some of the words actually mean. The overseers didn't know that because they didn't understand the language. So they had to come out as if they were really happy, with smiles on their faces. Of course, they were happy to get from in the mines because in many places they were chained to the ground in the mines, in water, up to the knees, and that's why they wore the rubber boots. And that's where the gumboot dance comes from. And they actually, in the dance, they wear the gumboots and they wear overalls that represent what the men wore in the mines. Now, you got some really strong pieces in this dance. And each one of those, when they go, attention, attention, that's a number. And each one has a different movement to it.
I want to get it from the dancer's perspective. What's it feel like dancing that dance and calling it out?
To dance the dance, as dancers, we have to rely on one another, which is why we all seem so close. The call and response, it is an old tradition in many African countries to say, are you listening? Yes, I'm listening. We are together. We are unified. It's also just an invigorating experience to know that you are doing something that you love to do with people who love to do it as well, and people love to see you do what you love to do.
Dr. Eleanor Gwynn, the eGwen dancers, and percussionist Barry Campbell share the culture of two continents and an island in Digging Our Roots from South Africa to South America, Saturday night, April 6th at 7:30 in Harrison Auditorium on the North Carolina A&T State University campus. Tickets are just $15, $10 for seniors and $5 for students and children. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and just click on Triad Arts. And if you'd like a taste of what you'll see at the performance, check us out on Facebook. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.